Have you seen any good movies lately?
I haven't. I'm watching this TV series, 24.
Oh, yeah, right.
Except I don't watch it on TV. I wait till the season's over, and then we go get the DVD and just watch them all in a row. Uh-huh.
I got the DVD of The Bourne Ultimatum. I say that's the best action film I've seen, in at least two decades. It's a great movie.
So before you go, tell me a wacky story.
Oh, man, I don't remember any of them now. I think I'm coming down with some kind of disease, man. My short-term memory is losing me.
I think it's called CRS. Can't remember stuff.
Yeah.
Bill Bailey.
I guess you got a bunch of Christmas cards.
Oh, my Lord, man. I wish I could get to answering some of them. I have about 50 or 60 of them here. And I got to answer on most of these cards this time. That's all there is to it. I get busy doing other things around here and don't take the time to do what I should be doing.
Procrastinator.
Right. That's me. By the way, I wanted to mention to John Randolph that a former girlfriend of his came in to see me.
Really?
Yeah.
And what happened?
Nothing. She just told me she used to date Johnny Randolph. And
Do you remember her name?
I think her name was Judy, and she's a pretty woman. I asked her to marry me, but she wouldn't.
Still carrying a torch for Johnny, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Bill Bailey!
Right, Cookie, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Did you have a good New Year?
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah, me too. Did you have a little bubbly over there?
No, they don't allow that, you know. It would have been fun, though.
Uh-huh.
Bill Bailey!
Well, they were talking about on TV this morning all the money they're spending on this on these caucuses in Iowa and wherever, you know. These raucous caucuses. Good grief. I didn't realize there was that much money in the world.
Not for guys like me and you.
I wouldn't want to tell you the truth. I think it'd be nothing but trouble.
Bill Bailey!
Well, I guess you heard about the oldest orangutan in the world died.
Oh.
Yeah, I think it was my great-great-great-grandmother. I think she was only 55, had red hair, and she passed away. I think it was last Thursday.
Bill Bailey!
Where is Edwards getting his money?
I don't know, but he's spending a lot on haircuts. He must be getting a bunch. But the last time you had a $400 haircut?
Yeah, we ought to call him down the sticker. Stay in the barbershop, pal.
Well, the hairdressers union has certainly endorsed him. Yeah, and he got a big endorsement from Brill Cream, so.
Brill Cream? God, grief. I ought to send him a note and remind him of that.
Bill Bailey!
I think I've had a half dozen people come in and talk to me about the. I tell him that true story about eating prunes every morning. You know, when my brother and I were kids, we'd eat prunes, and then after eating prunes, I don't know why it affected him that way, but he got mean. He grabbed me by the collar and dragged me out in the backyard and beat the hell out of me every time. And that's a true story. But I just, things have tamed down a little bit since we've grown up.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah, I was talking to him on the phone just about an hour ago.
Bill Bailey!
Someday I'll have to tell you stories about my fighting career.
Oh, well, lay one on me right now.
Oh, God, man. My brother was my manager. And I was so bad, man, he used to sell advertising on my soles of my feet, you know. Because I was always laying flat on my back and... I got into a ring one time with a guy that somebody warned me. Said, that guy weighs 40 pounds more than you do. I said, I don't care. So we got in the ring. That guy hit me one time in the midsection, man. I mean, I went down. It paralyzed me.
Got you in the solar plexus.
Yeah, right. Solar plexus, and I was gone.
That'll do it.
And my brother jumps in the ring and runs up to me while I was lying in the ring. He said, get up. I said, get up. Yeah, sure, I'm going to get up. There's a guy in here trying to kill me. I wasn't about to get out. I didn't realize, the guy's 40 pounds heavier than I was. I mean, I didn't realize it would hit that hard.
Bill Bailey!
I was watching this caucus stuff on TV. It's a race between Huckleberry Hound and Mitt Romney. And a three-way tie between the Democrats, I believe it is. But I'm not in the race. I'm telling you, I'm glad I dropped out of it. I would have won if I'd been in there. There's no doubt about it.
Around here, you would have won.
Bill Bailey.
I can recall one time I was coming into work. It was a frosty morning, and I was driving down 65, and I can't recall the exact location around. But as I approached the downtown area, who was sitting in front of me but an airplane sitting on the highway.
Wow.
And later I learned, you know, from the news that the guys had to set the plane down on the highway because he was about ready to crack it up. Another time I was driving in on 65, and there was a guy with this giant boat. I don't know what kind of boat it was, but anything had to be, it was about a 60 or 80-foot yacht, and he's pulling this yacht behind his truck.
What, it fall off in the road?
Oh, no, he just parked it right in the middle of the highway.
Never know what you're going to run into early
That's
in the
right,
morning.
That's right, man. You don't, 4:30 in the morning, you know. Or closer to 5.
What time did you used to have to get up?
I usually got up about 4:30.
Bill Bailey.
Well, there was a time when another station in town wanted to hire me, and in order to make a big impression on me, they pulled up in front of my house in a stretch limousine. And my wife, being, I don't know what you'd call it, fatalist, probably, she went to the window and looked down, and she said, "I'm calling the police." She thought the mafia was there to kill me. No, but it turned out to be just another radio station wanted me to come to work for them. And I ended up going to work for them.
Which one was that?
WCII. The money they offered me, I couldn't turn down. So.
Did they pick you up every morning in a limo?
Oh, yeah, they wanted to, but I wouldn't allow that, you know. I said, no, I'd rather drive in. But they did make that offer. But, you know, the strange thing about it is the two guys that hired me, after they hired me, both of them got fired, the program director and the manager. And after that happened, I figured I was responsible for their getting fired.
Bill Bailey.
So what else is going on with you, Bill?
Ain't nothing happening around here, man. I started to address the answer the phone. I was going to say, this is a point of depression. I don't know. No, there's nothing much going on around here.
We have to have you call the depression hotline.
Is there a depression hotline?
No, I just made it up.
Well,
no, there might be.
If there is, I'll give it a call.
Bill Bailey.
You know, it's all the traveling I've done in this country and working all here, there, and everywhere else. I never did get down to Florida.
Where all did you work, Bill?
Well, I worked in Texas, Idaho, Utah, North Carolina, Chicago, Louisville.
Oh, you have been
a rolling stone, man.
That's what radio does.
Well, you know, when a better chance comes along, man, I just jump at it. That's what you have to do.
Exactly, yeah. I've traveled all over, you know, the Midwest. And I made it to Florida once.
Yeah.
And Detroit once. Boy, I did not like that place.
No, I didn't either. Several places I don't like, but most places where I stopped, you know, I did like, you know.
What was your favorite radio station you ever worked at?
Of course, it's Wacky. Of course, man, everybody likes Wacky.
Bill Bailey.
We can't go around the world, man, sticking our noses in everybody else's business. That's the reason people hate us. You know, we've still got a standing force in Korea, Germany, you name it. We've got service people everywhere.
I think we ought to bring a lot of them home.
We should. People don't like us for that.
Some people aren't ready for democracy and all the freedoms that we enjoy here.
Yeah, they're not, well, we can't impose what they don't know anything about on them.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd like the idea. The people over in the Middle East, the Arab states, you know, they do live by a biblical texture.
Bill Bailey.
You haven't heard from Gary Burbank, have you?
No, I emailed him a couple times. Johnny,
you know, he retired.
Yeah, he did. Johnny talked to him on the air on his last day up at WLW, but haven't heard from him since.
Yeah, I talked to him, and I thought I'd hear from him by now.
He's probably pretty busy. He's got to get him a house and get situated.
Well, he wants to move back to Louisville. I know that. He's got a beautiful home in Chicago, in Ohio, but I don't know why he wants to move back to Louisville, but he does.
I think he's got some property in Florida as well.
Oh, yeah. That's where he broadcasted from most of the time.
Must be nice.
Yeah. Oh, what would we do with all that money?
Oh, I'm sure we could find something to spend it on.
Well, I'm sure we could, too, man. Where's the nearest bar? I was thinking about myself the other day, being in a nursing home. Well, I'm here for a specific reason. You know, I had so many ailments when I came in here. Of course, you know, most of those have been taken care of, so I'll be able to leave here anytime I want to. But I think about the old cronies that I used to know. They used to sit around the taverns drinking beer all day. I don't think that was any better, you know, than living in a nursing home.
I couldn't do that at my
age. No, I couldn't either. Man, I don't like drinking beer that much.
Bill Bailey.
I'm a-coming. While my head is bending low, I hear those gentle voices singing, "Oh, Joe Blow." How you doing there?
This must be the Alpha.
Good, man, I'm telling you.
And the Omega. How you doing, Bill?
Oh, not bad.
I've got some emails here I want to fax you that some people have sent to us.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, I've got some of these. And what we've done is set up an email address through our website at wacky.com.
Yeah.
And they'll send them to me. And what I'll do is get them and fax them over to you. And then you can read them and we can talk about them, you know,
on
the air. And you can answer them, basically. And there's
okay.
Some good ones.
All right. That sounds good.
Yeah. So you sound like you're in a pretty good mood here this morning.
And well, I'm busy this morning. You know, I'm busy. You know. Yeah, I understand you called this morning, or at least, yeah, somebody did.
Yeah, it was me.
And in my room, there was so much equipment in there, ain't no way in the world I could have gotten in there. You see, I have a roommate that's in a coma, and in order to get him up, they have to bring a lifter in there. It's a heavy piece of equipment.
So they kick you out of your room?
Yeah, they kicked me right out, man, but not into the snow.
Bill Bailey!
Did you ever go on that raft race?
No, I was on the water during that raft race, but I was in a houseboat. I mean, a big one. I was in there with a manager, George Francis. And we passed out raft race mugs to everybody and had a great time.
Bill Bailey!
Do you ever go to that big world's largest free picnic?
Oh, yeah. Good grief, man. You don't miss that. Nobody misses that. And I remember, too, The last contest. Do you remember that thing?
Boy, yeah, that was wild.
Gave away a house and several sports cars and TV sets and a good grief, man.
I remember there were several prize packages you could go
yeah.
for.
Oh, man, I gave away a fortune. George Francis, the man who, I think he's probably the greatest promotion director in the whole world, man, but... He ran into a little trouble with that one. No, we were owned and operated by a multimedia. And they got a little bit upset over that, you know, because they had set a limit for him to use on promotions, and he exceeded that by about 500%. He went crazy.
Bill Bailey.
Has Burbank got a hold of you?
No, I talked to him. Say hello to my sweetheart here, will you?
Sure.
Say hello to him.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Les over at Wacky Radio.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Oh, hanging in there.
You taking care of the Duke for us?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
See you later.
Watch out for him.
Oh, I will.
Okay.
Oh, God, she got away before I got a little loving out of her.
Oh, man. That's what I...
Oh, no, she's a sweetheart. That's Julie.
Julie, do you love me?
Yeah, right.
Sounds like you got a bird over there.
I got a what? Yeah, we do have a bird over here, the loudest bird in the world.
Sounds like a cockatiel.
Yeah, and I keep telling everybody to bring me a Red Ryder BB gun so I can get rid of that noise. No, we've got a couple of love birds over here also.
Oh, those are loud.
Oh, boy, they're beautiful birds.
Oh, they are. They are. And they're entertaining. They're real comical.
That's right.
But they are loud.
They are.
Bill Bailey.
Bill Bailey.
Yeah.
How you doing this morning, sir?
I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy, man.
I bet you are.
I was wondering what happened to you yesterday.
I couldn't call. I was in a meeting. I had an all-day meeting. Kind of one of those deals, you know, where management...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Nobody got hurt in there, did they?
I guess you guys used to have some good ones back in the day.
Well, I remember a meeting we had. George Francis was manager. And in the meeting, I jumped up and put my arm around his neck and threw him to the ground. Or to the floor.
What did he do that made you so angry?
Nothing. He cut the meeting short, man. I hated those meetings. So I wrestled him to the ground.
Bill Bailey.
How you doing today?
Oh, I'm taking a shower today. Yeah, I had to spruce up a little bit.
There you go. You got a hot date?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I know what I'm doing is trying to get some of these letters answered.
How's that going?
Well, not very well. I've got about 1,000 of them here I've got to answer, and I'm working on the first one now. Yeah, gee. Sometimes I think I'm going to kill me, man. God, I swear to God, I can't seem to get anything done anymore.
Well, that's good. You're answering those. I mean, you say you got about 1,000 of them, huh?
Yeah, about 1,000. A big basket of them here. And this is from Christmas.
Bill Bailey.
You know, I sit here sometimes and look out the window and watch all the deer at play over there across the road. I mean, if they come out there in packs, you know, usually 5 or 6 of them. There's always a doe and 4 or 5 fawns, and sometimes a buck will come along. But, of course, you don't see them too often. I don't know why they hide the devils. I guess they feel guilty about something. Maybe it's because you got that doe into so much trouble.
That's it.
Bill Bailey.
Right now I'm trying to answer that letter from that I received from the jock up in New York.
Scott Shannon?
Yeah, right. Nice letter. Really nice letter.
That was a good honor for you, and you deserve it.
My daughter has heard him quite often. You know, she and her husband go up to New York quite often, and to see his daughter by a previous marriage, and they tune in that station for some reason. And she said, he's good, really good. And, of course, I'm always the one who's... I'm always the yardstick by whom she judges everybody else, you know. And if they don't sound like me, you know, they're no good. Well, I know he was a nice fellow. I really enjoyed talking to him.
Well, it was good that he came to see you. That was really cool.
Yeah, that was really nice of him, too. He came along with Buck Naked. But thank God he had his clothes on. Yeah, but, you know, it turns out that Buck Naked is just a professional name. His name is Dukes. His last name is Dukes, and he has a relative that works here.
Well, a small world.
Oh, yeah, it is a small world.
Bill Bailey.
You know, they have a newsletter they put out here. And this month's newsletter has got a bunch of very interesting questions on it about a number of things about who developed the first calendar with 365 days.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I'm thinking about the... I really don't know.
I don't either. The Greeks?
No, it wasn't the Greeks. I think it was the one of the Indian empires.
The Mayans?
The Mayan. That's what I was thinking of. I don't know if that's it.
That could be. They developed one of the earliest calendars known.
Yeah.
Bill Bailey.
Did you get some of those emails I
faxed? Oh, man, yeah. Some of them are very interesting. And Teresa, the nurse, got a hold of one of them. She started reading that, and it came in and started reading some of the others, you know, and she thinks they're very interesting, too.
Some of those were really funny, but the people remember you, boy. They love you.
Well, I was thinking about that little girl that was... I know which daughter he's talking about, you know, talking about that daughter that I love so much. That was Jennifer. She grew up around a radio station. As a matter of fact, I called her in there and set her on my knee many times and talked to her. Faith would never do that.
I sent 2 more new ones to you today, so...
Okay, great. Good grief, man. That's wonderful.
Bill Bailey.
So tell me about the weird beard.
Oh, the weird beard. Now, he and I were good friends. And he was very young, you know, when he came down with the MS. And the last time I had a chance to talk to him was when he was in a nursing home, and I went by there to feed him some ice cream. But he was a great guy.
Bill Bailey.
Tell me about your days at KLO.
Oh, man, they were very brief, you know. Only worked over there for 5 years. But I had a good time over there.
When did you first come to KLO?
1965. God, I've been around a long time now. I'm getting to be, I'm an old man.
Bill Bailey.
Everybody falls in love with Chicago, you know that? I loved it up there. I wish the heck I had stayed there. Unfortunately, things didn't work out right, you know.
Beautiful city, though.
It is a beautiful city. It's certainly the cleanest big city in the country. Daly was always pretty particular about that, you know, and so is his son. When I was up there, it was always the Bailey Daly machine. And when I wasn't around, it was always the Daly machine. But he had to split with me, huh?
There you go.
Yeah.
Bill Bailey.
So tell me a Jack Roney story.
Oh, Jack Roney. He can tell you stories about some of those people that he worked with. He can tell you stories about Bob Rice, who was our sales manager for a while. But Bob Rice ended up working for Baby Huey, and Baby Huey fired him.
Which one was Baby Huey?
He was a big one. He's the one I called him Baby Huey because I don't really remember his name. He was about 350 pounds, 6 feet 5.
Wow, that is Baby Huey.
Yeah, he's a big one, man. I always pictured him on a tricycle pushing it. But he's a land baron now, a cattle baron over in Indiana.
Bill Bailey.
Tell me about working down there on 4th Street at those Showcase Studios.
Oh, God, man, we had great times down there. This guy passed by the studios one day, and I could tell he's from the country, and he passed by the studio, and I spoke up when he walked by, and I said, "Hey, pal, don't come in here with those dirty, muddy feet. We just had this carpet cleaned." And he backed up a few so I could see him. He pulled out this little transistor radio, and he heard every word I said.
Bill Bailey.
Miss Nude Universe came in one morning about 6:30, and I mean she was gorgeous, and she was nude. Anyway, I brought her into the studio and started giving her my philosophy of life.
I bet you
and,
did.
She liked it. Anyway, the next year, we got the new Miss Nude Universe. There wasn't much to her, though. But the first one was from some South American country. Beautiful girl, though.
Bill Bailey.
Hey, man, did you read any of those emails?
Oh, yeah, I read some of them. And they're very, very nice memories. One of them mentions my daughter, Jennifer. This is a very saucy one. You know, Jennifer was the one who had the guts, you know, to come in and sit on my lap and talk, you know. The other one stayed away from us.
What was the name of the guy who wrote that one to you?
Ray Wilson. But Jennifer was the playful one. She could come in and sit on my knee, and I'd talk to her, and they wouldn't have any part of it.
Well, Ray says that he loves the memories that you left him with, so that's wonderful.
Oh, yeah, that's great. And I'm certainly happy that he does have nice memories, because I certainly do.
Bill Bailey.
Hey, man, did you read any of those emails?
I got another one here from Rick Meredith. This one's pretty lengthy. I don't know if I want to read this one or not. Rick, I appreciate the letter very much. He's talking about the fact that he now has children of his own, and he's also a devoted Christian.
And he says you were a big influence on him and
yeah,
as he
right,
was growing
yeah.
up.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he just wanted to let you know that he appreciates it.
Yeah.
I would say that'd be a positive influence on him.
Oh, yeah, well, I hope it was.
Yeah, you've grown, you know, Christian man, family man, those are good values.
Yeah.